This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. The Columbia City Council voted last night to shut down the Enhanced Enterprise Zone Advisory Board. The vote effectively eliminates the effort to establish an economically incentivized zone for businesses in the city. Initially, the board was charged to establish areas within the city limits where businesses would receive tax incentives as encouragement to open up shop. But many citizens expressed concern about the requirement that the zone area first be deemed, quote, blighted by the city. And just last month, the Regional Economic Development Incorporated Board unanimously voted to send the council an official recommendation to drop the effort. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid acknowledged the loud volume of citizen voices opposing the program, known as EEZ, as a strong motivator to throw in the towel.
Made it very clear that the community consensus in this town was against using the state-defined EEZ legislation. And I respect that. Each of us respects that.
McDavid also stressed the continued importance of retaining businesses that blossom from the local universities, as well as attracting those from outside the city, state, or country.
We have to find opportunity for people with GEDs, with criminal records, felony convictions. They need jobs, too. So we're going to work at the whole end of the spectrum, and we'll ask for your help as we move forward.
In other news from the meeting, the council voted to postpone a decision on establishing a temporary postponement of demolition permits in the downtown community for 2 weeks. This came after representatives associated with the Niedermeyer apartment building downtown sent letters to the city threatening legal action. Council members said they wanted more time to talk with neighborhood associations about the impact of the looming demolition of the Niedermeyer building. A special task force is getting ready to release its recommendation for Missouri's transportation system. The Blue Ribbon Citizens Committee on Missouri's Transportation Needs scheduled a news conference to release the report this afternoon at the state capitol in Jefferson City. The committee had been led by former Republican House Speaker Ron Jetton and former Highways and Transportation Commissioner member Bill McKenna. The panel says more than 800 people attended meetings it held in seven cities throughout Missouri. It is focused on a variety of transportation issues. The Missouri Department of Conservation is lowering the water in two wetlands in the western part of the state to help plan for repairs. The department says it's conducting aerial topographic surveys on the upper Osage River floodplains, including wetlands on the Four Rivers and Shell Osage conservation areas south of Kansas City. The department says the surveys will help plan for upcoming wetlands renovations, which will include improvements to levees and other water control structures. The department says the drawdowns will be staged, so there will still be some wetland habitat through the rest of goose hunting season, which ends on January 31st, but there will be a reduction in hunting opportunities in some areas. The permanent lakes at both Four Rivers and Shell Osage conservation areas will not be affected. State regulators have approved construction of a 60-bed rehabilitation hospital in southwest Missouri. The Mercy Hospital System says the 63,000-square-foot facility will be located in southeastern Springfield, close to the existing Mercy Orthopedic Hospital. Groundbreaking is expected in March. Mercy officials say the need for rehabilitation services in the region has outgrown the 35 beds at its main hospital in Springfield. The Missouri Health Facilities Review Committee gave final approval to the $28 million project yesterday. One of the biggest issues facing lawmakers in the upcoming legislative session that begins tomorrow will be the issue of Medicaid expansion. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, that's not the only thing lawmakers will be working on.
Another issue Governor Nixon and lawmakers say they'll devote time and energy to is tax credit reform. The Governor's Commission on Tax Credits recently revised its recommendations, calling for smaller caps on historic preservation and low-income housing incentives, and dropping a recommendation to place expiration dates on any of the state's tax breaks. Several fiscally conservative senators who tried in recent years to either kill all incentives or bring them under legislative oversight have now left office. Dempsey says there's wide acceptance in both chambers that tax credit reform needs to happen.
From talking to members, I believe we've moved off the necessity to sunset those programs. You know, we can review programs every year. We do not need a sunset in order to take a look at a program.
That view sounds very similar to a proposal during the 2011 special session that would have set up a review process for all of Missouri's tax credits. It was sponsored by the House's former budget chair, Ryan Silvey, who's now an incoming freshman senator. Lawmakers will also likely spend lots of floor time pushing back against attempts to implement the President's Affordable Care Act in Missouri and on various social issues, including the controversial proposal to allow armed teachers in classrooms. Dave Robertson is a political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. He says there's a good chance for a stalemate between the governor and lawmakers over both the armed teachers bill and Medicaid expansion.
What's really interesting to me is that the governor, who did not take many strong positions that opposed the legislature in his first term, already has laid out positions that draw a line in the sand between himself and the majority in the legislature.
Robertson says one possible reason for that line in the sand approach is that Nixon doesn't have to worry anymore about being reelected.
He may be thinking about future office, including a run for Senate, or perhaps even a run for the presidency, or putting his name in the hopper as a serious candidate for a vice presidential nomination.
If that's the case, Robertson says, we could see Governor Nixon looking and sounding more like a Democrat this year and less like the fiscally conservative independent his campaign ads portrayed him to be. The 2013 regular session begins Wednesday at 12 noon. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
An insurance company that nearly went under after the Joplin tornado is back in better financial condition. Missouri's insurance department says a judge has granted its request to release Barton County Mutual Insurance Company from department control. The company was placed in rehabilitation in December of 2011 when it was on the brink of insolvency because of claims from the deadly tornado that hit Joplin earlier that year. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.